Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Welcome to our second hour for this Sunday morning. We're glad to have you tuned today, and I hope you'll pick up the phone. Give us a call at 800-288-WBAP. There are a couple people ahead of you, but not very many. 800-288-9227. I hope you will go to neilsperry.com to sign up for my electronic newsletter, eGardens. It is published the last Thursday of each month, which means this Thursday, and we'd love to have you on the list. We have more than 40,000 subscribers. I never send out spam emails, nor do we give or sell your email address to anyone. In a perfect world, you would get 12 eGardens a year, and that would be that. If there are weather updates or anything urgent that you need to know about, then we do send out an extra one now and then, but only for those reasons. So it's neilsperry.com, and you're looking for eGardens newsletter, neilsperry.com. That's also where you can sign up for our home landscape school and where you can find my book available to you, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, one of the two places you can buy it. So anyway, Tucker Reed joins us right now. Tucker is the horticulture manager of the beautiful Dallas Arboretum, and he's gone bananas on us. How you doing, Tucker?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir. What do you have for us?
I have a plant that, I mean, I don't think it's very uncommon. It's bananas. Genus is Musa. These aren't uncommon. You see them all around town, and that's why I'm kind of talking about them. Because as we continue to get hotter, we're going to continue to have more of a tropical-esque environment, especially during our growing season, where it's hot and fairly dry. Bananas work perfectly. I have them in my garden. I follow all the water restrictions. I never watered them extra, and they thrive. I've got black bananas out here right now that are over 15 foot tall.
Okay, so, now you need to explain what a black banana is.
Well, it's actually a variety called Thai Black, and it's actually it's a green leaf, nothing special, but the trunk starts turning black as it gets older during the course of the year.
You know, Tucker,
so I'm not actually getting fruit.
Yeah.
I'm getting a black-stemmed banana, if you would say. Maybe that's a better way to describe it.
They are tropical plants that we use for that tropical look, or semi-tropical
right.
plants that we use for that tropical look in our landscapes. You asked me last night in the email that you sent to mm-hmm. me if I considered it to be a herbaceous perennial or a semi-hardy tropical, and I think I kind of equate those two things back and forth. My question of you, and I almost sent a second note back to you, mm-hmm. do you see a difference in hardiness with you have a 10 that you're going to talk about here, and do you see a hardiness difference in them?
Yes, I do. And there are some that are showing much more hardiness than others. There's some that I don't trust very much. I have not had great success. I've had really limited success with some. But even some, I haven't even had great success during the summer. There's one called Siam Ruby. I would love to have it. It's dark red leaves, very pretty. I cannot get that thing to grow to save my life. Now, I could when I was back east. I don't know if that was because of, you know, a shorter growing season, cooler nights. I don't know what it was, but it was. I loved having it back there. I cannot seem to get it to grow here. But it's one that I certainly am going to keep trying because I really do want to have that plant. There's some that are showing hardiness all the way to Zone 6 in Louisville, Kentucky. Brian Williams at Brian's Botanical, which is a mail order tropical plant provider up in Louisville. He's had almost a decade of three or four different varieties that are making it through Zone 6 winters with limited mulch.
Okay, hang on, slow down, because I know I'm going to be asked this 100 times this afternoon. Tell me the gentleman, Brian Williams.
Brian Williams is his name. He owns Brian's Botanicals, and it's a mail order website.
B-R-I or B-R-Y?
B-R-I-A-N Williams.
Brian's Botanicals with an S in it. Okay.
Yes.
.com.
.com. And it's, you know, he's a fell in love. He was a crazy plant person, kind of like myself. He went into the world of breeding instead of just the world of managing plants. So he's breeding plants. He's mixing them up. Very similar to what Tony Avent's doing at Plant Delights.
All right.
Trying to find more plants for us to be able to use, mixing up hardinesses, getting different characteristics. But he's finding two or three that he's already knows that are hardy in Zone 6 in Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, where would you ever think that you're going to have bananas hardy in Louisville, Kentucky.
Plants. We
I
keep
mean,
emphasizing plants, which
right,
we're
that's the
not. We're
point.
not.
Other than you're never going to get fruit from these guys because they can't grow for the 18 to 24
Yeah.
months straight that they need to be able to produce fruit. So, but just to have the plants is a pretty cool thing because they do give that air of tropicalness around your pools, around your patios. I love them in containers. They take full sun in any environment. Don't tell me they can't take heat. I know that they can. I have them in some of the hottest spaces in the garden today.
Tell us the four or five that you think are the most winter hardy that are the most interesting.
The ones that I have Thai Black. I also have Vosges, which was the original Japanese fiber banana that was the original hardy banana. Vosges is spelled Vasjoo. There's a couple others. The dwarf Cavendish seems to be very hardy.
Very
And the one that
popular.
we and the one that we have at the garden that is the most hardy for us is one called Bordelon, Bordelon. Bordelon banana, and it's been in the garden ever since I've been going there. It's
Folks,
right
it is
along the Potomac.
bryansbotanicals.net.
Isn't
Bryansbotanicals.net. Tucker, forgive me for not trusting you. If it's a plant
that
name, I trust you with my checkbook.
awesome?
With .net and .com, I'm checking.
Yeah, that's fine. That's my problem because I just type in Brian Botanicals in the Google
You
search
are
and try
talking
to.
at you are talking at the speed of my 5-year-old grandson. I think
Well,
he likes bananas, folks. So, all right, and you have them at the Dallas Arboretum all through the garden.
I have all kinds of different bananas at the Garboretum. Jenny and I both love to have them. We think it gives that tropical flair, especially in the containers and along some, to give some height to the back of some of the color beds.
You have them labeled so people can see what they're.
Most of them are labeled.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, good deal. Now, I know you wanted to add something to Steve's comments on American Beautyberry Calocarpa.
I did. And I don't know if he talked about the maintenance of it. He didn't have it written in his report. We found, when I got to the Arboretum, we found that we had some really old calocarpas that were pretty ugly plants, and they weren't producing flowers and berries very well. What we found is we cut them all back. That was mostly to clean them up. But what we found is when we started cutting them back each winter, we got a cleaner plant, a more shapely, under control plant, as well as we got more vigorous blooming and more vigorous berry set, and they're a little bit later. His are he in his report he said they're all right. All his berries are ripening right now.
Yeah.
Ours are just now starting to turn color and won't be fully ripe until our fall display starts in the middle to end of September.
Well,
So it's
and you
kind
know,
of cool to stretch that season.
I have compared American Beautyberry to Salvia greggii, another popular perennial kind of shrub, and we prune that one to keep it vigorous and get that new growth and burst of blooms. And I can imagine that the pruning would help with the calocarpa with American Beautyberry. Good
We just
tip.
found they were found so twiggy and so nasty that we just couldn't stand the look. We needed to have them cleaner, and this has helped us. And we've done it for 4 years straight now, and they're performing
Cool.
wonderfully.
Good
So
deal.
just a little maintenance.
Education coming up at the Dallas Arboretum this fall. You have a few things in store for people.
We do. There's a few classes, not as many in the spring, in the fall as there are just in the spring,
Yeah, but there's
but they
still a lot.
are
Yeah.
coming along.
All right, and you can find that at not at FWBG, at DallasArboretum.org, and the concert schedule, same, it's there.
It is the same. The first concert's already sold out, so definitely if you're interested in having music, seeing music in the garden, you're going to need to get online and buy your tickets soon because they're going to sell out fast.
Folks, those are Thursday evenings, cool Thursdays they're called, and summer at the Arboretum, the August dollar days continue, but not for much longer. August is running out on us, and so if you want to go for a dollar to get into the Dallas Arboretum, you want to go for an additional dollar to get into the Children's Garden, those are incredible bargains. Parking is how much?
It's $10, but if you go online, you can find a coupon on our website that'll give you $5 parking, and that's
That's
definitely a discount.
great. That's great. And then if you become a member, because these dollar admission charges don't hold the rest of the year, if you become a member while you're out there, you can come back as many times as you want during the year, and that's the real bargain. How do they find you, Tucker Reed?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of Watt Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South off I-30, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. 24-hour information number.
It is 214-515-6500.
And we've already noted that the website is dallasarboretum.org. I've noted that this is Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum, and he's my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. All righty. Let me tell you right now about the sponsor of that segment, and that would be Wortham Brothers Roofing Company. We all in this life end up with the need of a new roof, and Wortham Brothers can do that for you. They do a lot of new installations as well. They are leaders in their industry, established in 1986 to provide the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. 27 years ago and 60,000 roofs. How many roofs have you installed in the last 27 years? They've done 60,000. I think they probably are better at it than you and I are. Through education, certification programs, strong quality control programs, they meet that goal with every homeowner. It's backed with a 10-year labor warranty. You're going to be satisfied. You're going to be very happy with the work that is done by Wortham Brothers Roofing Company. Texas certainly has a lot of bad weather. And as that happens, you need to make sure that you have your roofing company come out and take a look at it. Storms can pop up very quickly with wind and hail. It will damage the roof. Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788 to schedule your free roof inspection. They are not out there to just flat out sell you a new roof. These people have the integrity and honesty to tell you, you don't need a new roof, or if you do, they'll show you how they identify that. You can also go to their website, wbroofing.com. Many insurance companies have time limits on filing a claim for storm damage, so you need to call Wortham Brothers at 972-562-5788 or go to wbroofing.com for a complete listing of roofing services. Have your roof inspected before your claim expires, before you list your home for sale, and before you change insurance carriers. Three important times. 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com. Wortham Brothers Roofing Company. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Margaret is in Hazlitt, and she is on the air with us now. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Thanks for calling. How may I help?
Thank you. There's a bush that I see. It's a very small, well, it's about 3 feet high. It resembles a ladybank's rose, but the leaves are tiny, and it has a little blossom that has about four or five petals, yellow. And I have no idea what it is. I'd like to find out where I could get some, but I don't know the name of it.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Plant IDs on a phone call are really difficult. Does this have thorns?
No thorns, no.
Are the branch? Is it a shrub or is it more of an arching shrub? Is it upright or arching?
It's arching, kind of weeping over.
Right. Try primrose jasmine, jasminum primulum.
Okay.
I'll spell it for you. Jasminum is JASMINUM, and primulum is PRIMULUM. Primulinum. It may be linum. Primulinum. I think there's an extra syllable in there. And look that up. I still use Yahoo. I'm that guy. But I would use jasminum, primulinum photo, or primrose jasmine photo, and that'll take you to things like Dave's Garden and others, and you can see if that's what you have. It sounds like what you have. It has kind of a medium green or even pale green leaf. It's not a dark, dark, dark green.
This one is fairly dark.
Well, take a look and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best I have. Otherwise, I would take a sample in to a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional and ask for help in identifying. You'll find those at independent garden centers primarily. Most of the independents, my advertisers, all have them. So anyway, that would be where I'd start.
Okay. I'll try that.
All right. Good luck with it. Thanks for the call. All righty. Stay with me, Dennis and Rowlett. You'll be up next, if you will, and I can help you with the brown patch in your St. Augustine. If indeed that's what it is, I'm going to make sure before we prescribe something. Our home landscape school for 2015 is coming up on Saturday, February 14. Yes, I'm completely aware that's Valentine's Day. Wouldn't that make a wonderful Valentine's gift for yourself or for somebody you care a great deal about? Be nice, for example, to give to a child who's just bought a first house. There's something to think about. It will be all day Saturday, February 15, where Stephen Shambly, my buddy from the Shandor Gardens Horticulture Department in Weatherford, Stephen writes for our magazine for eGardens. He's just my friend. And Stephen and I will be the two teachers all day that day at the Plano Center. Now, you have to register ahead, and we have an early sign-up, really good discount for you if you will call today before 10. And we teach you all day principles of great landscape design, what trees and shrubs and vines and ground covers are best, what annual and perennial color plants would you want to use, and how do you use them most effectively? How to have a perfect lawn. After all, if you don't have a good lawn, you don't really have a good landscape. Effective entryways and front gardens and fun and festive patios and backyards. How to design to scale so you do an actual landscape design. That's all day February 14 on Saturday, and then 2 weeks later on the 28th of February or the 1st of March, your choice of Saturday or Sunday, you get a 30-minute consultation with a professional landscape designer, and you leave with a working drawing. That's a one-on-one consultation. You leave with a working drawing of your landscape project. All of that with the early sign-up price of $179 for one person, $219 for two people, and that includes all of the necessary materials. That's the same price we've had for 6 or 7 years. Sign up before noon, before 10 today, and here is the phone number. It's 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you use to call for my my brand new book. 1-800-752-GROW. You can also sign up online at neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-4769. Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. My opportunity now to thank the fine folks at Shades of Green for sponsoring our Crape Myrtle Trails Fun Run 5K and 10K race. And these will come up on September 27 on Saturday. And Shades of Green is one of our advertisers, or one of our sponsors. We really appreciate them. I'd like to tell you a little bit about them. First of all, they are at 7401 Coit Road in Frisco. That's 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco, just a couple miles south of Main Street in Frisco, the east side of Frisco. Shades of Green's summer perennial sale continues through the end of August while supplies last. Discover the power of Texas Tough Perennials with these great deals. Buy 2 1-gallon perennials, get a third one for free. Buy 1 3-gallon perennial, get one free. The crepe myrtles you see around town, if they're calling your name, this is a great time to plant colorful crepe myrtles. And Shades of Green in Frisco carries a huge variety of colors and sizes in container-grown and bald and burlap plants, ready for a place in your landscape. That's Shades of Green in Frisco. Visit them for outstanding selections of well-adapted native perennials, colorful annuals, herbs, vines, shrubs, and trees, from the ordinary to the hard-to-find plants. Give Shades of Green a call to arrange an appointment with the professional landscape designers. That's one of the places they really shine. They specialize in low maintenance and low water requirement landscape ideas. And you can check them out at shadesofgreeninc.com, I-N-C that is, shadesofgreeninc.com, or stop by 7401 Coit Road, 2 miles north of 121 in Frisco. Shades of Green, right plant, right place.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E-S.com.
.com. You may be wondering what an International Society of Arboriculture certified arborist is all about. Well, any industry has probably in this day and age has some type of certification, and you see a lot of tree service companies, and that's tree service in quotes, going down the highway with their pickup trucks. We do this, we do that, and it just sounds horrifying. It sounds like they're going to butcher the plants. With Arborological Services, from the day they opened their doors with a name like that, that's a mouthful. And I spent the first 10 years of doing their ads explaining that's a real word. And I just kind of assume now that by all of those years of telling you about Arborological Services that you know everything about that word. Well, that word means that they are all about trees. That's a forestry term. Dendrology is another term. They could be dendrological services. I'm glad they aren't because I can't say that one. But arborological services means that they are very carefully schooled in working with trees. And International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists, that is a very high level of certification. They also have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on their staff. These are the people who really understand trees. They teach trees to their clients and to their industry. They lead the industry. They're just the best. Here's a phone number if you want their help with your trees, as I have. They were at our house this week. 866-552-7267. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. On the web, it's arborological.com. 866-552-7267. Dennis in Rowlett, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything that will prevent brown patch? And if you already have it, which I don't yet, I have it every year, to treat it if you've already got it.
We used to have a product called TerraClor that could be put out almost as a preventive. It would last a long time, and it's off the market. A lot of the products, the inventory of what you can find on the shelves is much smaller now than it used to be, especially of real products that have been thoroughly tested. There's some home remedy type things that I'm amazed how they can be sold. But the answer is no. There's no preventive. But you know what? You have a decided advantage, Dennis, because you know to expect it. It very often will show up in roughly the same areas. And you know that the first sign that you will see is going to be yellowing blades in a roughly, you're going to look out there and it's going to look like somebody took a metal garbage can lid and laid it on the grass for about an hour in the sun and then picked it up, or maybe 10 minutes in the sun and then picked it up. You'll see that round area where those yellow blades are beginning to show up. And if you treat at that point, the rest of the blades in that area won't turn yellow, they won't turn brown, they won't die away and then have to resprout. If you just watch really closely, it's kind of like watching for bagworms on cedar trees in late May, early June. You just know that this is the time I better be watching. It's probably not going to show up until you have a change of temperature and probably associated with moisture.
Right.
So it's usually late September, October. I've seen it as early as early September.
Yeah, I know that time's coming up.
Yeah.
Is the shape of it always that?
Always round. When it starts, it's always round. If you throw a single stone into a still pond, it's going to have round ripples.
Right.
If you throw a handful of little pebbles out in, they're going to hit, and every one of them will make round ripples, but immediately they coalesce and nothing is round anymore, and that's what happens with brown patch.
Right.
If you leave it there long enough, they run together and you have a blob.
Right. Mine are round, but they're not quite that perfectly shaped. They may be a little bit more irregular than that.
Well, if you're talking about in the fall, it's brown patch. You might have two outbreaks that are close together and they just ran together right away. I don't know. But
right.
I've seen so many lawns where they're just round, and then another one that's round and round and round. It looks like somebody dropped water balloons from straight up above.
Right. What would you treat that with?
I was hoping you weren't going to ask that. Most of our turf fungicides have been, it isn't that they were bad products. It's just too expensive to label them. And I was looking at one of the big national chains a couple of years ago. I thought, well, I'll go ahead and see what they offer. And there was not a fungicide on the shelf. I saw 12 or 14 men standing there with their arms folded, looking at the products. And occasionally one would reach and pick the product up and turn it over and look at the back. They're looking for exactly that. It was at a really bad outbreak time of brown patch. It was in October, and I was amazed. I wish I'd taken a photo. I can't do that because it would have shown the store and it would have shown the guys. But it was an odd thing to witness. If you go to an independent retail garden center, they'll have several fungicide products that'll be labeled. But stay with labeled products. Just all these home remedy things and the
right.
They just are not. They're not going to do it. Try not to water at night. That's one important thing. These water curtailments that force us to water at night. If you can possibly set the sprinklers or do the watering first thing in the morning, it's a lot better.
Okay. All right.
Good luck. Hang in there. It doesn't kill the grass. That's the good news. All right. We're going to take our break for the news. I'm a little bit late in getting there. Sharon is in Weatherford, and Sharon, you'll be coming up immediately on the other side of this break. And after that, it's just blue sky to Mars, because that's the only call I have lined up right now. By the way, Robert Borowski is running my program today. He is my board operator. We call that more politely, my producer. And he is also answering the phones, and I call that my hero, because he does both of them at the same time. And if you'd like to call right now to get ready to go on the air, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Dallas Plumbing Company has been providing plumbing services to Dallas and Fort Worth area homes and businesses since 1903, 111 years. That was the year of the Wright Brothers flight. That was the year Henry Ford began Ford Motor Company. Oh my goodness gracious. And that was the year they began. I don't know if you call Ford Motor Company, their on hold message says that was the year Dallas Plumbing Company began, but it ought to. They're that good. They've earned multiple awards, including the Consumer Choice Award and the Best Plumber in D Magazine. And if I have an award to hand out for my favorite plumbing company and heating and air conditioning company of my life, they get that one too. There you are. That's the Neil Award. We have them come out twice a year. We have their Silver Star service plan, and it's $145 a year for the first unit. We actually, because of the configuration of our house, have two additional units, and they're $95 a year for each additional unit. We have them do all of that, and I have a unit in my Santa barn, my workshop where I make Santa Clauses, and we have them do that one at the same time. It's a real bargain because they're early interventionists. They find the problems. That's Dallas Plumbing Company, and it's $12 a month is about what that amounts to for the first unit, and less than that for the others. It really has saved us. Call Dallas Plumbing Company at 214-340-6300 for all the information on their Silver Star service plan, or you can look it up at dallasplumbing.com. Now, also, they have a complete kitchen and bath showroom, faucets and fixtures. That is at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, about a mile north of LBJ on Plano Road, and that's open Monday through Friday, normal hours, and then Saturday mornings. dallasplumbing.com has all the details of all of that and about the Silver Star service plan. 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
When I was at the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association trade show last week and the banquet for the trade show, the awards banquet, just everywhere you go, you run into Mike Wisner and his son Derek. They are involved at all levels in the Nursery Association. They are professional nurserymen. And when I get involved with any project that I want to refer somebody to, then it's Mike Wisner. And I say, why don't you call Mike, because he or Derek will know the best landscape contractors serving Tarrant and the surrounding counties. They're just great. They work with their industry. It's one of those things where, and you probably have some people from your life that you can say, I never heard anybody say anything bad about them. They are the nicest guys, and that fits this family as well. Whiskey Stone, Mike and Derek Wisnan, father and son. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone. It's a toy store for gardeners, because you don't have a landscape until you have stone in that landscape. Then you have a beautiful landscape thanks to Whiskey Stone. Now, they deliver certainly all around the Metroplex. They do not do the installation, but they can refer you to people who will, and they know the best. That's Whiskey Stone, open Monday through Saturday. You can see a lot of their stone in their display gardens where they've taught classes and left the work that they've done there for you to see. Whiskey Stone. On the web, it's whiz-q.com. W-H-I-Z, then a hyphen, and then Q.com. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, and the phone number, 817-429-0822. Open Monday through Saturday. It's Whiskey Stone. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Coming out of shoot number one, it's Major Logan.
Thank you, Neil. San Francisco was rocked by an earthquake overnight. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking your classic Chevrolet.com right now traffic watch. I-20 eastbound past East Loop I-820 accident. Move to the shoulder, only left the lane gets by. Dallas sees slowing traffic also. I-35E HOV lane northbound between the beginning of I-35E HOV lane and LBJ. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, mostly sunny and hot today, high 101. Overnight low 78, it's going to be sunny and hot, 100 for the high tomorrow through Tuesday. Right now, 83 degrees at DFW Airport. The San Francisco Bay Area got rattled by a 6.0 magnitude earthquake overnight, shaking homes and knocking out power in some neighborhoods. The USGS reports the quake struck around 3:30 a.m. Pacific time, about 4 miles northwest of American Canyon, and could be felt from San Francisco to Sacramento. Diana Martini lives in Vallejo near the epicenter.
I was alone in the house, so I didn't know what to do. And the first thing when it stopped, I ran under the table and tried to get cover, because it's the first thing they say to do for an earthquake is get under the table.
We are now getting reports coming in of injuries associated with this earthquake. School is starting up Monday. North Texas drivers need to remember to put away the cell phone in school zones or be ready to pay a hefty fine. The Texas Department of Public Safety says hundreds of tickets are given out for school zone violations on the first week of school. Area police departments and various school district officers will be out in full force Monday as they try to make the first day of school as safe as possible. Also remember to never pass a stopped school bus, even if you're in the opposite lanes of traffic from where the bus is unloading children. Again, the high today, 101. Right now, it's 83 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Don't miss late-breaking news and weather. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Sign up for my electronic newsletter, eGardens, which will come out this Thursday night. It's free, always will be. We don't spam you. And you sign up at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. School is starting. Leaves will soon begin to fall, but you can get help cleaning them out of your pool. How about that? Dixon Brothers comes to the rescue with Polaris Days. That will be from Wednesday, August 27 to Saturday, August 30. On those 4 days, you can pick up a new Polaris pool cleaner at the season's lowest prices. Polaris has a cleaner for every pool, and good deeds abound on Polaris Days. Check out the fabulous new Polaris F9550. A robotic cleaner that even has a remote control. A fun and easy way to keep your pool looking good. The Polaris F9550. If your old Polaris needs a tune-up, head to Dixon Brothers in Mesquite on Saturday, August 30. You can bring your Polaris pool cleaner in to be repaired while you wait. You pay only for the factory original parts with no charge for the expert labor. This will keep your Polaris working like new and cleaning your pool so you don't have to do it. Dixon Brothers uses only Polaris factory original parts to repair the Polaris pool sweeps. There are lots of deals to be had at Dixon Brothers for back-to-school Polaris days on pool sweeps and much, much more. The folks at Dixon Brothers are ready to help you have a happy pool. Go see them. Now, that's coming up later this week at Dixon Brothers. They are at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. Mary Traveland, one of the owners with her husband of Dixon Brothers, is my announcer. You hear her wonderful voice. These are great people, and it's a fabulous store. 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. If you have more questions, need more information, call them tomorrow or anytime this week at 972-288-7537. For more information or directions, again, call 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
This is Amanda Griffin with the Dallas Irrigation Association. I'll be back later this hour with another water-saving minute. But now, back to Neil.
Thanks, Amanda, very much. Let's go to Sharon in Weatherford. Sharon, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Glad to help you. How can I?
Okay. Two Bartlett pear trees in my front yard, approximately 50 to 75 feet apart, one on one side and one on the other. One of them, we've had them planted about 5 years ago. One of them we keep having problems with. It keeps turning dark like it's dying. Well, it's planted. We dug it up at one point and replanted it, dug a little deeper.
But let me stop you long enough to ask a very pertinent question. This is very rude of me to interrupt you, but forgive me.
Okay.
Are you saying this is a Bartlett pear for sure?
Well, yeah, we had a landscaping company put them in.
Not Bradford pears.
Okay, it may be a Bradford pear tree, yes.
Bradford pears are ornamental trees. Bartlett pears bear the beautiful fruit.
It's non-bearing, so I guess it's a Bradford,
Pear. Okay, go on.
Okay, my ground is very rocky. So when it was first planted, we've already lost one out of three. We have the two left. When they were first planted, we noticed the one we lost was on like a slab of rock. There was no area for the roots to grow, so it died. Well, this one I'm thinking may be the same problem, but we did dig it up and replanted it and dug down a little bit deeper. But I'm still thinking it's not, the roots are not expanding out and growing and maturing.
All right.
So my question is, it has new growth on the bottom of it, but the top is dead. It's probably about 20 feet high. My question is, should I have just dig it up, replant something else, or just cut the top part off that's dead?
Well, I don't know what you mean by it, that you have new growth from the bottom, because if it's coming from down near the ground, that's, you know, I'm getting quite a, let me answer you on the radio if I could, because I'm getting a feedback through your phone line. I'm hearing echoes, and Lee, I keep calling you Lee. Yeah, thank you, Robert. I'll be all right. Hope you'll still be my friend. Keep miscalling your name. But anyway, okay, here's what I'll proceed with. I thought you had fire blight on Bartlett pear because that is a killer disease for that tree. And if you are absolutely sure that this was to be an ornamental tree with no fruit on it, then that would be Bradford ornamental pear. They have a very short life expectancy, but that's because of limb breakage. They only last about 10 or 12 years before they split and are just lost because they're disfigured, maybe 15 years. And they're also very subject to cotton root rot. This is not cotton root rot. I agree with you. I think it's probably just the shallow soil. I would plant something else if it were my tree and if the tree were that badly disfigured. If the top has died back, you're going to have to retrain it anyway, and I just am not sure that's a good plan. If you want a small tree, one that is adapted to that kind of rocky soil, red buds would be, Mexican plum would be, lacy oak would be. Those are three that I can think of. If you have deeper soil and you want something superior to a Bradford pear, then Little Gem Southern Magnolia or Teddy Bear Magnolia would be good, but not in shallow, rocky soil. That's a good starting point. And I'm going to do something I don't do very often, and that is to refer, because I can't have the conversation back and forth due to the phone problem. But I would suggest getting into Stewart Nursery there in Weatherford. They're wonderful nurserymen and great people, and they have all the, they may not have Lacey Oak, but they have the other trees, and they certainly have the ability to help you. They know Parker County well enough to give you specifics. And your county extension agent could also help. Those are a couple places to get some help. So I'm sorry about that phone being so loud and backfiring. Let me go to Willie and Bullard. Willie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. And a wonderful book. I got your book. It's worth every penny.
Thank you.
And I had a question about my plum trees. I know it's early, but I let them get out of control. Can I still prune them? Would it harm me anyway?
Well, if you're doing any major pruning on plums, it needs to be done in the wintertime. They will leak a lot of sap if you prune them now. I wouldn't be exposing them at this point.
Okay.
There's not much to be lost, really anything to be gained by pruning plums in August compared to in January or February. They will not grow much more for this year. I'd certainly wait.
Good deal. That's what I want to know. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All right. I'm going to take one more call before we take our break, I think, Robert. So let's go to Jay in Mineral Wells. Jay, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. This is Jay's wife, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
He handed the phone over to me.
What, he said he lit the fuse and handed it to you, huh?
Yes, he did. I thought I was going to be on the radio.
Oh, well, how can I help you?
Yeah. We just recently bought a new home, and there are no trees at all in the backyard. We only have one tree on the whole property, and that's a pecan tree, and it looks like someone planted some of those ornamental pear trees you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
and they look like they're about to dry up and die.
Mm-hmm.
But what we'd like to know is, what's a fast-growing tree we can plant, and of course, that doesn't require a whole lot of water, because we can only water once a week.
Okay. I want to work with you on this in a way that will get an answer that I think you'll be satisfied with.
Okay.
I want to make a list of the things that are important to you in this tree. I'm going to write them down. If you want to write them down at the same time. So you said fast growth and and low water consumption. Okay.
Well, we're not getting any younger. You know, he's.
No, I hear that. All right. So, no, I got that. You don't have to go back to that one. I have that on the list already. Let me ask you some questions in the interest of time. Does it need to be an attractive tree?
Not necessarily. My main thing is shade.
So some old ugly tree will be okay.
Some old ugly tree is fine as long as it has, you know.
Okay. I've never had that response before, but.
I'm not picky. I just want something.
All right. Do you care if it has insect and disease problems?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so no pests. All right. Do you care if it's adapted to your soil, or if you're going to have to put a lot of special fertilizers and additives?
I do care about that because we both work a lot, so we wouldn't have a lot of time to fool with it.
All right. I can go from that.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave out the appearance for the time being. I will tell you that every fast-growing shade tree is a high water consumer. So I really didn't have to develop the list. Every fast-growing shade tree, every one of them. The best one is the ornamental pear that you have, frankly. Every fast-growing shade tree has serious fatal insect or disease problems. Everyone. Serious fatal insect or disease problems, and they are very high maintenance because you're going to have to do a lot of pruning and probably specialty feeding and other things. What I always encourage people to do is to buy for quality, and if you are concerned about getting shade quickly, then buy a little larger tree up front. You don't have to buy 25 trees. Buy one or two trees that are a little larger and invest in the quality. You'll have a larger root ball, so they will be less likely to suffer from a dry soil. If you have a day that you forget to water and you water the next day, if it's a 5 or 10 gallon tree, and especially a fast growing tree, we call them trash trees in the business. If it's one of those, then it's going to suffer badly. You're much better off to invest in the quality, because otherwise you're going to have 10 or 12 years of shade, maybe. Trees like cottonwoods and silver maples and willows, life expectancy of willows is 5 years.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, all these things. Life expectancy may be 5 to 10 to 20 years. Those oaks that grow two-thirds as quickly, plant a bur oak, it grows almost as fast as the fast-growing shade trees and will live 20 times as long with no problems. That's your best bet. So bur oak, chinkapin oak, Schumard red oak, boy, that's a good one, and live oak, those are all excellent. Cedar elm, Chinese pistachio, and you already have a pecan, so I'll leave that out. Those are my seven best fast-growing, best shade trees, not judging by speed. I got to run, but that'll get you started.
Well, thank you, Neil. Atta
girl. All right, tell Jay we missed him.
Okay.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Delia in Sadler will be our next call up. Charles in Arlington, apparently with his agent Jasmine, just punted, probably had a 10 o'clock church service. So I don't know what that infestation was. So I can't really offer any help on that one. But we have time probably for another call if somebody would like to call 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. My book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, I think can solve a huge number of your questions. There are a lot of frequently asked questions in the book. I put them in each of the sections. The book also, it really combines everything I've ever written. 23 years ago, I published Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, which was great at that time. But like I said earlier today, it's like driving a 23-year-old car. I'm not sure it's up to speed, shall we say. And that's the one you'll find in the bookstores. My book is not in the bookstores, this new one, Lone Star Gardening. I self-published. I didn't want to go through the route of very frankly, very frustrating royalty statements from publishers halfway across the country that I didn't believe were accurate. I just decided to do this myself, and so it's available through my website at neilsperry.com and by calling my magazine office at 800-752-GROW. Everything that I covered in the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is in this book, but in a completely different layout. We have more than 25 multi-page charts that make it really easy to choose the best plants. Somebody commented that, Neil, your annual pages that have the annual flowers and foliage plants, all the color coding that you've done to help us find the best yellow flowering plant for July really helps, and so forth. So 840 photographs, 344 pages. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95. Even at that, that's $10 or $15 less than you would have paid for it had it gone through a publishing house. Your satisfaction is guaranteed to every penny, or I'll refund every penny of the cost. $28.95, I'll refund the tax and the postage. You will be out nothing if you're not happy with the book. I hope you'll get it, and the way to do it is by calling my magazine office or by going to neilsperry.com. You can call the magazine office until 10 this morning. You can also sign up for our home landscape school all day on Valentine's Day, February 14, 2015, at a big discount if you call today before 10. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
This is Amanda Griffin with your Dallas Irrigation Association Water Saving Minute. Excessive pressure is a leading cause of water waste in an irrigation system. Symptoms of excessive pressure include fogging when the zone is running and coverage issues that can't be explained by another sprinkler problem. Irrigation components are designed to function efficiently when used within the proper pressure range, but once a system exceeds this range, water use is exponentially greater. Emitter patterns are distorted, and droplets are smaller, making them more susceptible to wind loss. In the long run, excessive pressure shortens the longevity of your valves and can damage your irrigation connections. Pressure can be regulated at the mainline, valves, and or at the sprinkler head, resulting in more water being delivered to the plant area, less blowing away in the wind, and less water waste. Consult a licensed irrigator to help select the right pressure regulation solution for your system at dallasia.org.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced, and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
School opens tomorrow at Serenity High in McKinney, and if you have a child who is in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction, wants to be sober and graduate from a sober high school, serenityhigh.org. Scott's Holtzbrand Crabgrass Preventer. As temperatures begin to cool, it's time to think about annual bluegrass, rescue grass, and ryegrass, and this is the product you need to use. Now, it's labeled as Crabgrass Preventer, and you have crabgrass out there right now, so please ignore that name for this time of the year. But you have to get that product because that's the one that has the Halts in it. Halts Crabgrass Preventer. And Halts is the active ingredient that will stop the germination of winter grassy weeds, just like it does for crabgrass and grass burrs in the springtime, in the summertime. So here's your timing. For annual bluegrass, that little nasty weed that has all those tiny seed heads in April, March, and April, you use and also for rescue grass and ryegrass in the winter lawn, you put out Halts brand Crabgrass Preventer the first week of September. First week of September. You wait, you've blown it for another entire year. You don't get a second chance. Scott's Halts brand Crabgrass Preventer. All right, so for crabgrass and grass burrs then, it's early March, early June. Same product. This time of year, you're not using it for the crabgrass, you're using it for annual bluegrass. That is Scott's Halts brand Crabgrass Preventer, first week of September for annual bluegrass. All right. I'm not going to put Delia on the air, Robert, if it's all right. This is not probably, unless you can find a black walnut tree in a container, not a good time to plant them. I would wait and get it in the wintertime. It's probably going to be one that's been dug and transplanted with some loss of roots, and that would be the time to do it. If you have one in a container, it certainly can be planted right now. Rhonda in Dallas, I have about 30 seconds, and you came on nicely for me to be waiting for me. How can I help you? Quickly.
I have a small fig tree transplant. I have a large yard. Just want to nestle it in the best growth area to.
All right, figs are big plants. They need full sun. They need 15-foot wingspan because they get big. Don't crowd it anywhere. Full sun. If you can put it in a protected spot where the wind doesn't blow across it in the wintertime, that would help. Folks, I'm out of time. Join me on Facebook at Neil Sperry. Robert Borowski, thank you. Great day. Talk to you next Sunday. Happy gardening.